your permission, the Sefer Sofrim, chapter 9, sentence 22. Perek Tet, Pasuk Chavet, Sefer Shoftim. This we are in the middle of the story, if we may say. The person, his name was Avimelech, was the son of Gibeon, killed his 69 brothers from his father's side, not from the same mother, and one of the boys was able to escape and run away. And then the Navi tells us, again, Sefer Shoftim was written by Shmuel HaNavi, Beruach HaKodesh, and the Navi tells us, sentence 22, with your permission, Vayashar, Abimelech HaLisrael Shalosh Shanim. Abimelech ruled on Israel 3 years. Veshlach Elokim Ruach HaBen HaMelech Ben Bal Yishchem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the bad wind, made a separation between Abimelech that ruled Am Israel and Ben Bal Yishchem and the city of Shechem. And the city of Shechem, really, they were the people that they made Abimelech as the king of Am Israel, as the judge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on purpose in the business. It was a fight, it was misunderstanding between Avimelech, who was the judge, and the people of Shechem. Well, sometimes we like to think that the people rebel and the people decide to make a coup, the people want to rebel against the king, against the ruler. Here's what we write, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. It's not, you shouldn't think that the people of Shechem decided one day they do not want Avimelech anymore to rule them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a special wind, and that wind made the machloket a division between Avimelech and Baal Yishchem.
What does that mean by wind?
I don't know, it's a clear explanation what it means. One of the things means, Rashi said, like hatred. It doesn't mean really a wind, but Aruch HaChamim said it means it penetrates inside your system. And all of a sudden you feel something in you that you don't like somebody and you don't know why you don't like it. And all of a sudden you don't know why you can't get along with this guy. Okay. And actually it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this thing penetrate into somebody's brain, and all of a sudden he feels separated from that person and he cannot take him in. Yeah, it's different, yeah. This is just like a bad thing that gets inside the person and penetrates inside his brain. And it changes his ideas. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the bad wind. What's called over here, it says, doesn't say Vayishlach Hashem, it says Vayishlach Elokim. Usually Elokim is the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a judge. When we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, usually in the Tanakh, most of the time you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem, as a Yud Kei Vav Kei. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as a judge. Of course, the explanation means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it for a purpose. We're going to learn later why. But there's another explanation why it is Vayishlach Elokim Ruachah. It's not because of who is acting as a court, as a judge right now. It is Vayishlach Elokim Ruachah ben HaMelech ben Baal Yishchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent bad wind to penetrate and to separate Avimelech and the people of the city of Shechem. If Gidu Baal Yishchem Avimelech, they rebelled against Avimelech. Because the reason why this thing happened, Lavo Chama Shivim Bnei Yerubal, in order to bring back the blood and the fortune that was stolen from the children of Yerubal, this is Gidon, the brothers of Gidon, of Avimelech, he killed them. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is right now is going to pay back to Avimelech for murdering his brother and stealing all the property. It's been Lavo Hamas, in order Kadosh Baruch Hu send this big bad wind to separate Avimelech from the people of Shechem, this is in order to bring back the Hamas, the stolen goods, Shivim Bnei Yerubal, that he stole, that it's not 69 or 70, but I mean 70 is a general number. That Avimelech stole the goods of 70 people, the children of Yerubal. Yerubal is Gidon, that's his brothers, the Zamam, and also their blood, Avimelech killed them. The brother, Asher Ragotam, also ba'avar Hashem, also the people of Hashem, Hashem is good enough la'og et echav. So the Rosh Baruch Hu is doing something. And we're going to learn soon what's going on. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put a hatred or put a wall between Avimelech and the people of Shem. This is to pay them back, both sides, for the deed to the children of Gidon by killing them and taking the fortune of it. So how, this is how it started the thing. Says the Navid, sentence 25, with your permission, Vayasimu lo ba'alei Shem ha'arabim ha'rashi ha'arim. The people of Shem decided to loot the people. So they used to put the people on top of the mountains, make zelu et kol ha'shei yavo alem ba'darim. So they stole whatever passed by. It means they started to loot and steal from the people. In those days, and not even those days, years later also, that was the first looting started. That's the first time that we hear in the Tanakh about this kind of looting. The people hiding in caves, the people hiding on top of the mountains, and people pass by, and they jump on them, they steal whatever they have.
Like in the Wild
West. Pirates. World War. And on the World War, they used to do it on the streets, they used to do it on the ocean, they used to do it in the forest. So that's the first teacher is the people of Shem. They decide one day, it sounds like all of a sudden, they're going to give a hard time to Avimelech. He's acting as the king, as the judge. And they decided they're going to loot the people, just regular people, the innocent people that's walking on the street, and they're going to loot them. And they're going to steal whatever they have, and this is going to come back to Avimelech, and eventually they want to throw him off. They said, yeah. Yeah, they said, of course. Well, yes, it's Abraham Avinu? Yaakov Avinu, maybe, yeah. Yeah, the same, yeah. That's what Ari is going to say at the end of the show. Ve'avo Gaal Benevit Deichav, ve'avo Bishchem. A goy, can you imagine? Now look at the story. A goy passes by Bishchem. So somebody comes to, somebody passed by Shchem. And so the people of Shchem like this guy, and they said they're going to like him, he's going to appoint him as a king of Israel. Can you imagine a goy passes by, and they're going to appoint him. They like him very much. He says, you had a Jew. First they had Gidon, then they had Avimelech, at least he was a Jew. All of a sudden a goy's name is Gaal Benevit, and also his brothers. They're passing by, and the people in Shchem, they said, okay, we trust him very much. They went outside to the fields, the people of Shchem, the harvest, the vineyard, they made wine, and they started to sing and say bad words against Avimelech. They came to the church, they cursed Avimelech. Since this guy, Gaal Benevit Deichav, was a goy that he arrived in Shchem, the people of Shchem trusted him and his brother so much, and they came outside, and they're making fun of Avimelech. Maybe. But who are the people of Shem to be the slaves to this guy Avimelech? I live in Yerubal, Zul Pekido. It says this is nothing. It says this guy's name is Zvul. He was an officer that Avimelech put. And this guy also, the officer, means nothing. We shouldn't listen to him. If you want to worship anybody, if you do it on Sheikh Hamor, Avi Shem, look in the Torah. In Parashat Vayishlach, the story about Hamor. Avishchem, you worship him. Who is this guy that you worship him? Is that you working for? But do I not know that? Why should we work for him? He's talking to the people of Shem, and they're going to rebel against Avimelech, that he is right now the leader of Amisrael. Sentence 29, we turn to Amazib Yadi. I hope this boy is talking like this. He says, I hope that I will be able to have this nation in my hand. Lafiat Avimelech, if all these Jewish people will go behind me, will back me up, I will get rid of this guy Avimelech. And Abimelech, you know, he's stressing Abimelech, and he tells Abimelech, Rabbah, Rabbet Seba, Chavatzer. He says, once you come out, let's have a fight. Vayishma Zvul Tare Divrei Gaal Ben Hevel, Zvul, that he was, Mr. Zvul, that he was really the officer of the city, but he was really appointed by Abimelech, but he heard this guy Gaal, that he is threatening Abimelech, Vayichar Apo, he got very upset. He decided that he's going to do a trick. He sent messengers to Abimelech and he told him, Gaal ben Ebed and his brothers, they're coming to Shechem, they're going to make a siege around you. Now he tells him, please bring you people that are together with you. And go and hide in the fields. But yeah, Babok, it says 33. Babok, Yizroch HaShemesh, in the morning with sunrises, Tashkim, he get up very early, Pashat HaLa'ir, come on the inside the town, he knew who Ba'am HaShem Udo Yitim Elecha, and so on Tashit Yitzay Elecha. He says, you're going to see him and the nation, the backing them up. He says, do to him whatever you want. Yaakum Abimelech B'chol Ha'am HaShem B'Layna, Abimelech got up in his nation in the night time, Ve'yavu HaShem HaBar HaShem, they defined themselves into four groups, by say Gaal ben Ebed, Gaal ben Ebed heard it, and he got out, by Amot ben Ashar Ha'ir is standing at the entrance of the city of Shechem. Ve'ekom Abimelech Ha'am Asher Tum Min HaMa'arav, Abimelech, his nation came back from the back, by Gaal et Ha'am Ha'zvul, Hinei Ha'am Yoret Min Ha'Shei Ha'arim. So Gaal tells the nation, and he tells the officer, look, I see some people coming, they're coming to attack us. But Ve'ekom Ha'zvul, Zvul tells him, that's nothing, it's imagination. You see shadow. It's a shadow that stands. You don't see anything. But what's really behind this story? I mean, it's a very nice story. It's a huge story, we may say. But this is Navi. It's not just a story. It's not Alibaba. It's a story about what happened. Shmuel Navi decided to write this story. So this guy, Abimelech, is coming to attack. And this guy, Gaal, that he is now is the ruler of Shem, he's being tricked by Mr. Zvul, he is the officer, let me say, the mayor of the city of Shechem. And he tells him, it's nothing. What you see is, the guy says to him, listen, I see people coming to attack us. He says, no, don't worry, this is just a shadow of the people. Sentence 37, but Yosef of Gaal and Abir. So Gaal, this guy is continuing talking. He tells this guy, I see people coming down. From the center. The Rosh Echad Ba Mederech Yenom Meonenim. He says, God, this is the Goy that is ruling now Shechem. He tells Mr. Zvul that he is the mayor of the city. He says, I see people coming, and one group is coming all the way from one side. They're coming to attack us. At that moment, they're already coming down to attack the city of Shechem. And Zvul, the mayor of Shechem tells this guy Gaal that he takes control at Shechem. He says, where is your mouth? He just said, who is this guy Abimelech that we should worship him? Alos the Hamashem asked about, this is the nation that you made fun of. Tena atav elachem bo. Now let's see, you big shachat in America, you made fun of him, now he's in front of you, go and fight him. And again, he was not ready, of course, and he did not believe that he's going to be attacked by Abimelech. But Mr. Zvul, he was the officer, the mayor of Shechem, he called up Mr. Abimelech, and Abimelech is coming with his nation to attack this Mr. Gaal and to kill him. But it's saying, God, if they are Shechem, Elachem, Abimelech, so God didn't have any choice. Now that he's standing in front of Abimelech, he has to fight him. But Elachem, Abimelech, he's fighting Abimelech, but again, he has no power, really. He doesn't have enough soldiers to fight Abimelech. And you say, Abimelech has Banav, Abimelech was chasing him, and Mr. Gaal ran away, by Pluchanim Abim Aspetach HaYashar. They're dying, they were killed a lot of people until the gate of Shechem. Vayeshev Abimelech Ba'aruma. Abimelech settled over there in Aruma, Vayarez Zvul et Ba'ash. Betecha Mishem B'Shechem. Gaal, sorry. Vayarez Zvul et Gaal, Betecha Mishem B'Shechem. Zvul was the mayor of Shechem. I don't know why they didn't kill him, but it sounds like Arafat, he just wants to chased him out of, where is he? He's not in Shechem, he's in Ramallah. Yeah. Instead of Amalek to kill this guy, he only sent him out. ואם ימוך, סנדר ספורט, it's very good. ואם ימוך הורד, ויצא מהשדה, ויגידו לאבימלך, the second day, the people of Shechem went outside. And when they went outside, somebody came to Abimelech and said, everybody is outside in the field. Of course, those people rebelled against Abimelech, and they appointed Mr. Gaal to rule Shechem. So now Abimelech is going to take revenge from the people of Shechem. He takes the nation, he divided the nation into three groups, and he's hiding in the field. You see, the people coming out of the city to walk in the field, he's going to kill them. He's killing them. And this again, this is because he's upset at them that they appointed Mr. Gaal to be their president instead of him. They just hated him, and for no reason, if you may say, for no reason, they don't want him to be the king, and he is going to force them that he wants to be the king. ואבימלך והראשים אשר עמו פשטו וילדו בתוך השער העיר ושני ראשים בשלטון כל אשר בשדה ויקום. They were divided for a few groups, and they hitting everybody. אבימלך נלחם בעיר כל היום ההוא ויקול את העיר, then he came and he captured, was able to capture back שכם, ואת העם אשר בהרג, he's killing everybody in שכם. ביתות את העיר, he breaks the city, וישראל המלך, he also spread salt all around the town. This is in order that they should not be able to see anything. So all the fields should have salt, and if you have salt on the fields, all the seeds will die. So after he captured the city, he decided to throw salt all around. Logo deku, no, no. This is parasha, it says, תופית במלח נפר כל ארצה, לא תזרע ולא תצמיח ולא ילך בה חולשת. וסדום ועמורה, this probably has so much salt in Sdom, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu threw salt as well with the fire, but he turned Sdom upside down. It's in order that nobody should be able to see in Midbar Yehuda. The whole thing, the whole ground is salty, you cannot see. That's why Abimelech decided to do the same thing, and he brought salt, and he spread the salt all around Shechem, that the whole area around Shechem will be deserted, and they will not be able to see it. It's a punishment because they appointed Mr. Gaal, was a goy, to be the president of Am Yisrael, the president of Shechem. No, there's no information how big Shechem was. But he made sure that nobody will be able to see anything in Shechem.
לא, זה לא...
לא, היום אפשר לזרום שם. זה לא מהקדוש ברוך הוא, זה רק הוא עשה. אז אחרי כמה זמן, לא ששפו שם חול חדש, או שישקו את זה עם הרבה מים, מים חמים, וכל הסוף נמר, אז אחר כך יכול לזרום.
סליחה, למה
אנחנו עומדים כל יום ראשון תנ"ך. וכל יום רביעי
חומש. יש קשר גם להפטרה...
במקרה יש קשר, כן. במקרה יש, כן. Sentence 46, with your permission. וישמעו כל בעלי מגדל שכם, the people of Shechem heard what's going on, that Abimelech is coming and he's actually killing everybody in Shechem. So the people that were in the center of Shechem, this was like a suburb of Shechem, like Beverly Hills of Shechem. And they heard that what he's doing, that Abimelech is killing everybody. ויבואו אל צריח בית אל ברית. The question, what does it mean? Either they came to a tower or they came to a forest. Like in the middle of the forest. They're hiding because they heard that he is coming and he's approaching to kill all of them. And you've got the Abimelech, some people came to Abimelech, they told Abimelech, יתקפסו כל בעלי מגדל שכם, they all got together. And they're all hiding in that either tower or in the forest. אייל אבימלך הר צלמון. ומלך ואלה קליימד את מאונט את חוד סלמון, הוא בוחר ושאותו לדעת מלך נכון, הוא לא בידו. He took those...
מתחה אדומות.
No, it's not that. No. No. It's an
axe?
It's a מעדר, it's not an axe.
לא, לא, זה שמורידים את המגל.
No.
Kadom
זה מעדר, לא קדימה, לא קדימה.
כן.
מעדר, שאתה... אבל זה קדום, משה, מי זה? נעד הנה, תצטרן, אקסגרזה. זה מסטייק. כתוב פה אקס, זה לא נכון.
זה לא נכון.
קדום זה משהו אחר, וגרזן זה משהו אחר. גרזן is X, and X is גרזן. What do you call it? No. That's the one that, you know, they want to dig in the ground?
Makush.
Right. Like Makush, yeah. Yeah, no, so? Right, so? So what do you call it in English?
Pickaxe.
Right, that's it. Pickaxe. Right. It's called pick X. Right. Not X. Make it sense. Thank you. Ayta Rabbi Melech et ha-kardemot biyado, he took those pick X in his hands, ha-yichot shochat etzim. He chopped some pieces of wood, ha-yitzayim 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 ha-yitzayim, he carried it, he put it on his shoulder, ha-yom ha-lam ha-shayimu, mar ha-yitem ha-titi, mar hu ha-sukamonim. Whatever you saw, you do the same thing. Please cut some branches and carry. He's going to make a fire. Ha-yichetu gam kol ha-am ha-shayim, כל העם איסורו, everybody cut.
לא פחד
מהאום. ויחרצו כל העם איסורו וילכו אחריה במלך. פעלוים גם במלך וישימו על הצריח ויציתו עליהם במלך פייר. את הצריח ויציתו עליהם את הצריח באש. They're going to burn everybody alive. He's going to kill everybody, he's going to burn everybody. He's going to burn everybody. וימותו גם כל אנשי מגדל שכם כאלף איש ואישה. Like a thousand people died from the fire. Okay. The next story. ויהיה לך במלך על טבת. It's not the city. ויהיה לך מטבת ויקדה. לא חייבים שאת טבת is also a part of שכם. He goes over there also and he captured it. המגדל עוד היה בתוך העיר. Again, it's the question what it means, but over here, maybe most of the Chachamim agreed this was a tower. That was the Abitoch Ha'ir. It was in the middle of the city, it was a tower. They knew that there were all the people, the men and the ladies, the old men. And all the people that grew up, the man was on. So they closed up from the bottom, and they all climbed on the top, and they're standing on the top, and he is on the bottom. And he came to the middle of the tower, so he's coming towards this tower, and he's fighting it. And he's coming towards that entrance of the tower, and he wants to burn it. He wants to burn it. Huh? But Ashlech, Isha Achat, one lady had in her hand a piece of some grinding stone, Pelach Rechem Al Rosh HaBimelech. It was a grinding stone that they used to grind the grain. Right. That's how they used to grind the So a lady went and she had over there on the top of the tower that piece of stone, and she threw it on him from the top. He's standing on the bottom, he wants to make a fire, and she threw something on him. But now the Golgotha, his head got broken. But he's not dead yet. Sounds like an acquittal. My camera.
היום, לא,
היום בכל זה. היום גם? היום, היום. ויקרא מהרה אל הנער נושא כליו. So he calls up the boy that helps him and carries his things, ויאמר לו, אשלוק הרבך ומודתני. He says, please, take your sword and kill me. ואין יאמרו לי אישה רק תאו. Everybody's going to say, אבימלך was killed by a lady. So the guy just took a sword and stuck the sword inside him and killed him. So he's afraid. Sometimes I don't know what kind of a man is. He's almost dead. That's what he has in his head now. I mean, how low can you be? At the last moment, somebody is trying to kill you. You do the shuvah. You don't tell the guy, "Mister, just kill me," because everybody's going to say a lady killed me. What even does it make a lady? I mean, who's going to talk about a lady? I mean, a stone fell, you know. A stone landed on him, an Arab threw it on him. He says, no, he says, people will talk about it because people are in the tower. They will say, oh, the lady threw it, it's a big deal, so what difference does it make? He's dead already. He's dead. He says, too many is going to die. What difference does it make Who killed it? What does it make? That's what he has in his head. Yerush Yisrael came to Melech Roshim Komo. Everybody saw the Melech is dead, all left. Everybody went to his place. Ve'yoshe ve'lokim et rata v'melech. Ve'lokim brought back to v'melech asher asa la'aviv la'ov v'shivim echav. So whatever he did to his father, to his brother, that he killed his 69 brothers. Ve'et kol ra'at anshe Shechem, so also paid back the people of Shechem. Ve'shiv ve'lokim b'roshlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back to the head. Ve'tavua alem k'lilat Yotam ben Yerubal. Very nice story, excellent story. What's the purpose we have it in the Tanakh? What if you know all these details and what he did, who killed him, and the whole story that he's killing over there, they're killing him, and he killed them, what did he say? You hear why Shema Kopono? So the Medrash says, that really all the trouble, really the trouble, I said, the way we learn the Chumash, let's put it this way. That's the way it is in the Chumash. It is in the Chumash, and it is a famous story. It's one day in Shechem. That's how the trouble started. Shechem ben Chamor, the son of the mayor of Shechem, kidnapped Dina. And then the brothers came home, and Yaakov is upset, and eventually they go, and they kill the whole city. They kill the whole city, and Yaakov is upset. Very upset. The story says in the Torah, Hatemoti, Yaakov said, why did you do it? Before Yaakov Inu dies, he calls up Shimon and Levi, says, those are the ones responsible for killing the people of Shechem. Says like this, Shimon and Levi Achim, Kle Hamas, Mechorotem. Remember? You heard this pasuk, and this is Mr. Hamas. And you got the picture. If you go back, the Bochamas, right. Sentence 24, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring a big tragedy on Abimelech because of the Hamas, because of, like we say, the stolen goods of 70 children of Yerubal. Yaakov, before he died, he says like this, Shimon ve'Levi Achim, he doesn't even talk to them directly, he talks about them. To Reuven, he says, Reuven Bechori Atta. He talks to Reuven. Shimon ben Levi doesn't talk to them. He talks about them. So Shimon ben Levi Achim, your brother. Kle Hamas Mechorotev. They have stolen goods. What stolen goods? What they do? Right. So Yaakov is upset that Shimon ben Levi, they killed the people of Shechem when they released Dina. He's upset. But Yaakov says something else. He says also that they stole the professional of Esav. Says Al Harbecha Tefiyeh, Kle Hamas Mechorotev, that Shimon and Levi stole the professional of Esav by using the sword to release Dinah. You took it from Esav. And says Esav is using this kind of method to do to certain people. And you do the same thing. You took it. So what does it make? I mean, why you have to say this? Who cares about it? That's period. I didn't want you to go to kill the people of the city of Shechem. You did kill. You did not listen to me. So Yaakov doesn't say that. Yaakov said, Kle Hamas Mechorotem. Rashi says in Parashat Vayechi and Bereshit, it says, they stole it. He said, what did you steal? He says, you stole Esav professional. What difference does it make if he stole it from Shalom? That's not the problem. The problem is he didn't listen to me. Yaakov is very upset at Shimon ben Levi. The Medrash says really that there's a secret in the city of Shechem. There's a secret. That all the troubles that they have in Shechem. It says they sold Yosef in Shechem. They kidnapped Dinah in Shechem. Malchut Beit David, the kingdom of David, Amelech, was split in Shechem. What's behind it really? What? So the man said, Shechem. He said, it's not a good place. What's not good over there? What's the problem in that city? What's the problem? What is really the secret behind it? The Midrash has a simple story. One day, Rivka and Yaakov Avinu were walking, and Nesav, and Rivka and Yaakov Avinu and Yaakov and his children, a few versions, and Rivka and Yaakov said, okay, this city belongs to Esav. That city was given to Esav, by Rivka Imenu and by Yaakov Avinu. It belongs to Esav. Of course, Mitzvah Shechem and Chamor is really, you know, I don't know exactly what relationship he had with the Tzar, that he was, I mean, Mr. Chamor was the mayor of the city. He was the mayor of the city. What relationship he had with the Tzar, that really he owns this land. That it, all the troubles that really did happen in Shechem is because of Esav. And now you understand that Esav wanted to marry Dinah, if you remember. Dinah was in the back. Esav wants to marry Dinah. And Yaakov hid Dinah in the back. He says, I don't want Esav to marry her. And because he hid Dinah in the back, therefore in Shechem they kidnapped Dinah. Because that's the same relationship. Because Shechem really is the city of Esav. It's not did happen in Shechem because this was the station, this was the start, that the part over there happened to be that Shechem is going to kidnap Dinah. The way we learn, the way the Torah says, it's a punishment. You know, Yaakov Avinu took Dinah, put it in a box. He says, why are you putting Dinah in the box? He doesn't want Esav to marry Dinah. It's a punishment. Comes Mr. Shechem and Hamor, this animal, and he kidnaps Dinah. So what's the relationship? He says, nothing, no relationship. He says, Esav is Esav, and Shechem is Shechem, and there's no relationship. That Midrash is the opposite, means that opposite. The Midrash explains that Shechem and Hamor and Esav is the same entity. Because the city of Shechem really belongs to Esav. He really owns that city. If you remember, No, Yerusha Seir is the Hashem Natan. איפה זה כתוב במדרש הזה? אתה רוצה לדעת? לא, בתורה זה לא כתוב. זה מדרש. המדרש. So now this is also understand why Yosef HaTzadik is being sold in Shechem. Because Yosef contradicts itself. If you remember when Yosef was born, then Yaakov told Laban, let me go. Hasitno shel Esav ze Yosef. It doesn't happen to be the brothers went to Shechem. So when the story goes, that's how bad the story is. That the brothers took the cattle and they went with the cattle to graze, you say graze?
Graze.
To graze in Shechem. He says that city is a very bad city. He says that is a bad city because it belongs really to Esav. Esav really is the sole owner of that city. So because it's all of that city, this is why Shechem and Hamor kidnapped that girl, Dinah, that Esav wants to marry. And in that city, really, they're going to sell Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef really is the power against Esav. And this is the power that city has against Yosef HaTzadik. And this is why the Arab burned the Machshimam, the grave of Yosef HaTzadik. Because behind that story is that city really belongs to Esav. Because really, that's what the Rifai Yaakov agreed to give that city to Esav. That's the middle sense. Because Misham Gambu Oto. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they have to bury Yosef in Shechem because you have to bring him back, bring the body back to the same place he was stolen from. He was stolen, Yosef HaTzadik was stolen from Shechem, so that you or the brothers have to bring back his body, his bones over there. But the secret behind it is that really that city belongs to Esav. And
doesn't say that, I don't know.
Now we own it, because it's from Makadosh Baruch Hu. But in the beginning it was Esav, I don't know how we got it, I don't know. Makadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua that it belongs to us. But the Midrash says that city of Shechem really belonged in the beginning to Esav. Right, this is past. Has influence because of that act of Shimon and Levi. And if was Yaakov was so upset at Shimon and Levi, because that's what Yaakov said, Kle Hamas Mechotem. He says, you stole Esav's professional. He says, what do you mean? Because that city of Shechem really belongs to Esav. You have no business to be over there. I understand that they kidnapped him, but this is the city of this murderer. And you should not use the same technique that this murderer uses. Because this is really that city that belongs to him. Maybe Yaakov also understood it's a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Medrash says that if Yaakov figured out it's a punishment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is really the whole story about Shechem. Because this is the punishment. It's the punishment for Shimon and Levi. And of course, if you remember, I told you that Arin says that punishment continues to come to Rabbi Akiva. and the 24,000 from Tel Akiva that died, this is the 24,000 people of Shechem that were killed by Shimon HaNevi. This is the continuation of that scene of Shimon HaNevi that did not listen to Yaakov Avinu, and this all the trouble runs around here, Shechem, that because of that act, Shimon HaNevi, what they did. And those people, those Jewish people that are going to be killed here, and are going to be punished, and Abimelech is going to fight them, and this is because the technique of those people is something that has Shimon HaNevi. The Torah again says David, says, you see, look, says, Gidon died, and comes Abimelech. Abimelech was born to a lady without Tuba that was married to Gidon in Shechem. And he, this Mr. Abimelech, goes to the people of Shechem and he said, let me tell you, I like to rule everything. And everybody said, okay, we'll back you up. Back you up. And he goes to his guy, Mr. Abimelech, and kills 69 brothers. To 69 brothers, he says, I don't understand. He said, my brothers, he says, where are you going killing? He says, he's taking a sword, he's going to kill people. He says, you were born in Shechem. He says, you were born in that city. That city still has inside the city that bad act, influence, or Shimon HaNevi did. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do with certain thing over here. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay everybody back. That's what the Nabi tells us, Shimon HaNevi wrote. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invites Shimon HaNevi, Shimon decided he's going to make a split between Abimelech and the people of Shechem. It says, both of you are bad. It says, you backed up this Mr. Abimelech by killing his 6 men brothers. And even with Abimelech, you killed them. It says, that goes back, the root goes back all the way up to Shimon HaNevi, mm-hmm. And this is what the Navi is going to tell you. This man is, we say, is half crazy, he's attacking people, he's killing people, he's going to burn the tower, and the whole thing is just, it's a continuation of that. But Ari says one more thing, one more step. So Ari says like this, his name is Abimelech. He says, his name is Abimelech. Says Ari, you're going to ask how a Jewish boy going to kill his 69 brothers because he wants to rule. It is possible. Like, we never heard such a thing before, that a brother is going to kill 69 brothers in order to rule. Says Ari says it. Ari says his neshama was the neshama of Abimelech Melech Zra. That's why Zahir says his name is Abimelech, comparing with the first Abimelech. Okay, let me tell you, says Zahir, look what Zahir says. This is Abimelech, the first one, which we know the story about him, he kidnapped Sarah. He kidnapped Sarah. Huh? Then he wanted to kidnap her. It's not the same one. It's the same thing. Maybe it's the same thing. It's probably not the same thing. I said, the first story that you know is about Abimelech, he kidnapped Sarah. And he was punished, and eventually he released her. Since this guy, Abimelech, is going to be killed by a lady. A lady threw something on him. Says Ari, that Abimelech, before he died, he said to the boy, kill me, kill me. Says, no, nobody should say a lady killed me. Says Ari, what do you worry about? What do you worry? He said, it's a punishment that I kidnapped Sarah a few hundred years ago. Says Ari, that this guy, Abimelech, knows it. He said, I don't want everybody to say it. A lady, says, which lady? Says, it's Sarah. Sarah threw that stone on top of me from the tower.